Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
But first, we have to talk about whether Kevin committed a party foul last night.
Yeah.
Because we mentioned etiquette. Okay.
So, Kevin, you went to Bloomington last night to see a band called Mama.
Yeah, it's a band, alternative rock band from Los Angeles.
You knew you were going to be out late. You rolled back into Greenwood about 1 a.m.
Correct.
And so Rob came in early this morning and did your job for you.
Yes.
Yeah, Rob is a true mensch.
Yeah.
So thank you for doing that for me.
Well, and the reason I did it is Kevin's like, I'm going to Bloomington. I'm going to a concert. I'm thinking, all right, this is Kevin. He's going to go out and have some fun. He's going to be picking up chicks.
Right.
He might meet his future wife there. I have an obligation as Kevin's mentor.
His wingman.
To come in here early, to give up a little bit of my own time so that Kevin might have a better life. And so Kevin strolls in, literally like 4 minutes before we're supposed to do the show. I'm thinking, boy, what a wild night Kevin must have had. He was probably like had 9 women on his arm. He's probably in with cage dancers. And I said, Kevin, tell me about all the chicks you picked up last night. There were no chicks. You didn't pick up any women. Why? What were you doing?
I was watching the concert.
What else were you doing?
Well, I went with that.
Come on, fess up. Tell what you did.
Yeah, who'd you go with?
So I went with the bass player for my band and his stepdad. And, yeah, we're just enjoying the show, just hanging out with them.
And then at some point, Kevin...
This sounds weird to me.
Kevin randomly was like, so I was like, you know, tell me about all the women there, where they're there, and they're having a good time. He goes, yeah. And then in the bathroom, I was giving stickers away to random people to promote my band.
Yeah, you know what my problem is? Is I never stop hustling. And it is so tough to make it in the biz that I just never take a day off.
What do you mean you were giving away stickers?
Okay, so here's the context of it. I was washing my hands in the restroom.
So you weren't actually at the urinal?
No.
Okay, that's good.
I was washing my hands.
Yeah.
And there were these two guys waiting to use the urinal. There's a little bit of a line. And they were talking about this venue called the Blockhouse. Now, this is a venue in Bloomington that we've played at before. So I overheard them talking about it. And I said, I like the Blockhouse. My band has played there before.
My band.
And so, of course, they asked me about the name, our band name. And I said, Uno Gold. And I said, hey, you guys seem like you like cool music. Do you want a sticker? And I had these Uno Gold stickers with me. You know, I'm promoting the band all the time. So I handed them stickers, and they were like, oh, wow, this is pretty cool. They seemed like they thought it was cool. And
they were grateful.
I assure you, Kevin, they didn't think it was cool, nor did they. Were they grateful?
They left that bathroom like, why did that dude just give us a sticker?
Yeah, I don't know what was said when I left the room, but I mean, it was seemed like a pretty normal interaction to me.
Kevin, never, ever, ever, ever approach random people in a bathroom and offer them anything going forward. Can you just do that for me?
I mean, I was leaving the bathroom. It wasn't like I was
in
there using
the bathroom. They were waiting to use the bathroom. There is no reason whatsoever to offer any stranger anything in a bathroom ever.
All right.
Okay.
All right, mentor Rob.
And on Monday, when it's your day,
yeah,
are you going to play strictly Uno Gold music?
I'm gonna play Arctic Monkeys.
Wait, we're giving you a day, and you don't stop hustling.
Well, time out. You're so into your band that you were giving grown ass men stickers as they were trying to use the urinal to promote your band, but on the most powerful media outlet in the state of Indiana, which you can hear from Illinois to Ohio and all points in between. No, I'm going to play the Arctic Monkeys.
I've played my band's music before on the air.
Do you just not have enough music, enough songs?
Well,
to cover the entire three-hour
show. So that is
show?
Part of it. Some of our music is explicit, so it's. I guess
you
I,
can't find 20 seconds where there's no swearing. Is there that much swearing?
I guess
in Uno Gold music?
I just have to map this out. You know, do some planning. But I was thinking I might show people the influences first. You know, because this isn't going to be my only themed day.
Oh, it's not.
Because I made an executive decision to take ownership of each
it
day
could be
from
your,
this
Kevin,
point
Kevin, it could be
there.
Your last chance if you keep offering stickers to strangers in the restroom. It could be the last. Somebody is going to take offense to that, and it's not going to end well for you.
That is just called hustling.
Because you like me, Kevin, we are smaller people, and as such, we would have trouble defending ourselves in a bathroom brawl.
So you think someone would want to fight me because I'm trying to promote my band?
I think approaching grown-ass men
fight wasn't the word I was
near the
use.
Urinal for any reason could not end well. There's a possibility. I'm thankful it ended well for you. I just...
Do we have to review the Dahmer story that we talked about earlier?
To be honest, like, I thought this was a normal thing at the time.
Had you had a libation?
I had a couple, but I wouldn't say I was like hammered drunk. I thought this was like a Yeah, I didn't think this was a party foul.
No, all right, okay, let's get to, well, thank you, Kevin.